Now I'm here with the fun part. I got the kids with me now. You know what? We're talking football, and all they want to do is go eat. Where do you want to go eat, Rigby?
Cane's?
No. Roman, where do you want to go eat, Roman?
Some KFC chicken.
Okay. We're in the chicken genre. Yeah. Bubby?
Buy that McDonald's. Come on.
Hey, you got your app? The mobile app? Come on. What's up with that? Guyson, where do you want to eat?
Golden Corral, where is that? Golden Corral. GC, all the way.
Hey, it was Golden Corral's biscuits and gravy. Especially during
all football. All right. Okay, I've got four players. Now, I was just asked how many players we had in the Ute Conference. 8,634 last year, okay? And we probably had another 400 that didn't get a play because we were just out of places to put them on teams. We didn't have enough coaches. We don't have enough referees. So if you want a referee, we really need you. And our coaches are promising they're not going to get all over you this year because they're just not going to get all over you. Hey, but let me introduce Rigby from Brighton over here on my right. I've got Kyson from Brighton. Wave, go ahead. Bubby from Orem and Roman from Syracuse. These kids not only played with each other in the FBU, but they played together, or they played against each other during the season. So I'm going to go to Rigby first. What was it like? There was 12 kids on this team from Brighton and Fremont.
Yeah.
You guys played against each other in the championship. Yeah. What was it like coming together? Now all of a sudden you're going head to head, and now you're on the same team.
At first it was really hard because like we were still all salty about like playing each other, but then we started becoming friends, and then it was, like, really fun.
But you didn't have a lot of time to become friends.
No.
So didn't. Salty only had to last, what, 24 hours?
Yeah, it was, like, a day, like, one practice.
All right.
And then it was really fun after that.
Roman, did you notice it?
No.
You didn't?
No.
All right, so, Kai-san.
Yeah.
What position you play?
So, I play DN.
You play DN.
Yeah.
So, you played on the team last year.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the toughest team you played against this year?
The toughest team? I could probably say Fremont, because...
No, an FBU.
Oh, FBU? Probably Dallas.
Yeah. Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't SoCal?
SoCal, I could say SoCal is pretty good, but I think Dallas has more competition, had more competition towards us.
Roman, how do you feel?
Probably Dallas, too.
They could light you up?
No. I'm always on my feet. Nobody can knock me down.
Well, I like that. Bubby, who'd you feel?
I'd probably say Seattle just because they're one of the more physical teams that we played. And they just had a lot more.
So you're a running back.
And they had like probably the biggest D-line other than Maryland. And they had a pretty solid second.
So, how'd you do against Seattle?
I mean, I had a couple of good runs, but like they just were filling the holes quickly, and their D-line was just good.
Okay, well, what was the final score? 29-0. Say that up. 29 what?
29-0.
29-0. So, Rigby, you're a QB. You had a great season during the Ute Conference.
Yeah.
Who was the toughest team to throw against?
To throw against, it was Dallas by far. Their secondary is like unreal. Their secondary is really good. They have one corner that he's a very good player. And he had two picks on us that shouldn't have, like, no kid could be able to do that except for him. Because the picks were just, I put him in good positions and he still came down with it. So their secondary is very good. They're the toughest team to throw against.
So, when you got to Maryland, what made you nervous, Kaizan, about Maryland?
What made me nervous was that, everyone that played at FBU over there in Florida was a very good team, and since we're going into the championship, I was very nervous because they're like, so it's us two, the best teams in the nation, right? So I was very nervous about their O-line because I was hearing stuff that they're like very big, tall, and tough. Yeah. Until I got on the field, I didn't really get nervous because I know my skill and how good I really am.
Bubby, Seattle, but then when you got to Naples, SoCal, Dallas, Maryland. Who was the toughest to run against down there?
Toughest team to run against in Florida was probably Dallas, just because. Dallas or Maryland, because they both had big D-line, and their secondary, their backers, where that gap is good, and they're just good tacklers. They're physical.
So size-wise, you know, we're in little old Utah. We only have 3 million people. SoCal has 3 million and about 3 blocks. Size-wise, how did we match up? Rigby?
Like, compared to, we didn't play Florida, but we saw Florida, they had some big kids. But, like, compared to the other teams, our line was bigger than most of their lines. Our secondary was a lot smaller. And, like, we matched up in size, but we're just more physical than everybody else. Like, nobody compared to our physical it is. So, yeah.
So, Roman, you played last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Did it help you guys with your nerves this year going into games because you'd already done it once?
For sure. Because when I first joined the FBU, and I didn't know what to expect, like the skill level and everything. But last year, how far we went and to now, like, you know what to expect from the skill level from people from all over the country. So I can speak for everybody that was on the team last year. It helped a lot.
So would it shock you guys if one of your coaches said that the hardest hitting team that they thought you guys played was Maryland?
Yeah, for sure.
I think they're the hardest hitting team for sure.
Maryland?
Probably, yeah.
That SoCal had the most athletes?
Probably, I would say Dallas.
Yeah, probably Dallas. I think Dallas has the most athletes. They're ballers.
Who had the best coaches?
Oh, us, for sure.
Oh,
for
sure. Oh, good answer. He wants to be on the team again next year. Now, congratulations, you guys. So you're all aware, you know, they went up to Eastern Washington or to Seattle, and they played Eastern Washington in the first game. That score was 42-0.
43.
43. Well, I stand corrected. Okay, then they played Seattle, and Bubby's going to tell us the score of that Seattle game because I don't want to be wrong.
It's 29-0.
29-0. Then it's off to Naples, Florida. Kaisan, who'd you play first?
SoCal.
SoCal.
Yeah.
That was a tough game.
Pretty good.
What was the score?
15-6?
No,
14-18.
14-18. They scored twice on you, huh? Then you played Dallas. That was the barn burner.
Yeah.
It came down to an extra point.
That kicker came in handy.
Who's your kicker?
Andrew Workman.
Andrew Workman.
All right, give him a shout out.
Shout out.
I love you, Andrew.
7-6.
Yeah.
And then Maryland. What was that score?
The score? It was 18-6, but 18-6.
15-6.
Oh. 17. It was 17.
Okay, well, you can see defensively, they didn't give up a lot of points. These guys were very well prepared, very well coached. And, you know, I've said to a lot of new districts coming into the U Conference, you know, generally kids all over the state can compete, but the level of coaching hasn't risen to the to that of the conference. And you guys are blessed because you had some really good coaches with you. And we're proud of you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Way to represent. And guess what? We'll be watching you next year. All right. I don't know that I've got any more questions for these guys, so this will probably be your only episode, but it was a good one. Thanks. Thanks for what you've done. The state of Utah is very proud. This is the extra point, and if you didn't hear it, the shout out to the kicker in that Dallas game, 7-6. Put him into the national championship. Utah 7th grade team, we're out.
Good job, boys.